Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God. Now I know what it feels like to be God.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I do have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil. He will be joining us shortly. Shout out to all the listeners tuning in right now. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Industry Doctors. Don't forget to also check out Dr. Phil's project, Chef Boyardee. Out everywhere in all the digital stores. Go cop it. We do have a special guest with us. Shout out to our sponsors. Jimmy's Paint Shop, the 65 Connection, Leo Marketing, Media Combat, Star Marketing, Moguls. Without further ado, let's bring our special guest on. Cue the question. How are you today? Tell our listeners who you are, what are you doing, how you started.
So as an entertainment journalist,
there
and then from there I started doing publicity.
You're in. Hold on. My man. Cue the question. Let our listeners know who you are, what are you doing, how you started.
Well, first and foremost, man, you know, shout out to you for having me on the show. And like I said, you know, it's cute to question, represent SKE Records, the founder of the label. And, you know, I started off in the business doing publicity, journalism, you know, writing for magazines, you know, interviewing artists. And I started doing marketing and promotion. And from there, you know, I launched SKE Records, man, and just been grinding ever since.
Definitely. I want to bring my co-host. Dr. Phil, do you have any questions real quick? Dr. Phil will be joining us shortly, folks. But anyways, Q, so you've been doing this for a while, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get into it like this. What is your favorite part of what you do? Why do you do what you do?
Well, the favorite part of it, just the satisfaction of having the ability that, you know, you actually help an artist get to the next level. And just being there for the creative process to see an artist go from, you know, nobody knowing who he is to the point where you actually start seeing that grind to people wanting to interview him, interview her. You know, people are actually playing their music, breaking their records to the point where, you know, in the beginning stages, you're struggling to get in magazines or you're struggling to get a record played on radio. And then, you know, with a constant grind and hot music, you sit back and be like, wow, now you got radio shows and magazines blowing you up to have you on as a special guest, where in the beginning it's difficult. So that's always the best process, just to see that excitement of, you know, that hard journey to the point where everybody's checking for you.
Definitely. And, you know, the journey is a long, rocky, roaded one with broken bridges and just everything that you can imagine, all types of, you know, crazy jungle beasts just coming at you, and you just got to be strong and continue moving on, you know. It's like you got to not get scared, you know, and
exactly,
you got to
exactly.
accept constructive criticism, which a lot of people don't know what that is because they consider, you know, the people who try to give them constructive criticism, basically they call them haters. That's how they see a man, you know. And really sometimes it's the people that really love you that want to see you do good. But let me get my co-host back. Dr. Phil, there you go. Do you have any questions for a cue the question?
Yes, cue the question. Dealing with the promotion side, how different has the promotion game evolved, if you will, from when you first started to now?
It's changed a lot, man. Like, you know, even when you look at, like, something simple as, like, advertiser campaigns, you know, an advertiser campaign 6-7 years ago is different than an advertiser campaign now, where I remember, like, when I used to write for, like, a lot of major websites and blogs, how we would do, like, ad campaigns where record labels to advertise new albums. And now it's like, that's cool. That still happens. It just happens on, like, a smaller scale now, even though it's still important. Because with the power of social media, it's like you have to do a social media ad campaign these days to get things moving. So it's just one of those things where, like, you really realize that you really realize the changes of the business, man. And, you know, it's amazing, too. I mean, it just the internet makes everything quicker and faster. And, you know, it's the access of people that you can reach due to the power of the internet. So it's just one of those things where the things change. I mean, look at it right now. Look how we connected recently, and now I'm a special guest on your radio show. So with so many podcasts and blog talk radio shows and things of that sort, you know, you can make things happen, man, if you got the grind, the drive and the will to make it happen, you know. So I always say it's a grind to make things happen, but it's not as hard to make things happen, especially in this era.
Okay, we have Definitely. A lot of artists that are, you know, newcomers to the game. You know, we have a lot of different fields of genres, and, you know, everybody's listening. But what do you think to a up-and-coming artist that has a single and they're trying to, you know, like you said, you do need to do, like, a campaign for social media as well. Just say right. They have a hot single. What are the steps that they need to take to get it rolling?
One of the main things to start off, you have to hire a publicist, because the publicist, you know, we have access to, like, the media in order to get a record out there. A lot of times artists will hit me up and be like, well, how do I get my followers up, or how do I get my YouTube subscribers up? And I'll tell them, like, look, man, you hire somebody for publicity. You hire somebody for marketing, because the followers, all of that stuff is just going to come once people start taking a notice of what you're doing and they become a fan of what you're doing. You know, getting followers and all that stuff is just not a process of you just pressing a button, wondering how everybody else do it, and next thing you know, you're waking up with 100,000 followers or a couple million. It's a process. You develop a fan base through the various aspects of how to market a record, and they're going to come. So if you're dropping a new single, you know, I tell you, look, man, do interviews with some radio shows. You know, try to be a special guest on this podcast where we got to pitch you. You know, try to get some blog write-ups, some blog posts. Get some posts on some popular Instagram networks where you can pitch them your record, and if they take a liking to it, they'll post it. And then when people see you on popular platforms that people read as everyday fans, they'll take notice of who you are, and word is going to spread, you know?
Definitely.
And having a label, you know, a lot of artists, you know, this is a process, like you were just saying. It's different elements to it. You know, stage presence, definitely important. When you're dealing with an artist that might not have been doing the most shows, what are some good techniques you would advise them to do as far as performances-wise and giving a good show?
You know what? You know, whatever respective genre that you want to be an artist in, just study from the best, you know. Go to live concerts, you know, look at the stage setups. You know, take care of your body to make sure you're actually in physical condition to put on a good show. You know, you don't want to be, you know, eating bad food and, you know, you can't even put on a show for a good hour to 45 minutes to an hour. So I recommend that, you know, pay attention to your health. Study from the greats. Try to step up your game every time you do a show on and actually, like, document it and watch footage of it. Just like a football team actually has to watch film of the team they're about to play and what are the strengths and the weaknesses, those are some of the things you need to look at when, you know, when you film yourself performing. When you film yourself performing, where you sit back with a marketing team and a team like a video director, y'all look and you sit back and look at some of the film and be like, you know what, I could have did this better, or I could have did that better. And those are just some of the basic things they need to do.
And as far as the marketing team, I'm not trying to cut you off, Dr. Cass. I'm just trying to,
nah, go ahead.
You know, as far as the marketing team, what are some good advice is putting your team together? I know you say you need to have publicists. When you are searching for those people, what do you recommend the artists, you know, start shopping at?
You know what's crazy? Because I would recommend a lot of artists do this. ASCAP actually has a newsletter that they actually put out called ASCAP Daily Brief. And a lot of times, man, they just be dropping articles on the business where how to get a publicist or how to get a radio promoter. We live in the era of social media, too. You might hashtag promoter, publicist, hip-hop promoter, radio promoter, music promoter. Use certain hashtags to actually get in contact with certain people. Of course, you might got to do your due diligence to make sure somebody's legit. And, of course, that takes time and research. But with simple hashtags, reaching out, running ads, you'd be surprised who you run across if you put yourself in a position to get across certain people, you know?
Wonderful advice.
Absolutely.
Many times artists don't even know what a publicist is. That's why you get out here and you network. You go to conferences. You go to meet and greets. That way you can run across people that could point you in the right direction. But if you're not out there networking as well, because, you know, it's only but so much you could do sitting on a computer all day. You actually got to get out there and shake hands because that's how you run across the right people, you know?
True. And what
exactly
does a publicist do? What is the definition of a publicist and what do they do for the artist, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, look at it like this. Look at the root word of publicist, P-U-B, pub. Basically meaning it gets you out to the general public. If you was to drop a new single or drop a new album, mixtape, EP, whatever the case may be, it's their job to actually reach out to people. In my case, I did publicity for a lot of artists, and I would reach out to people, say, hey, look, I'm working with so-and-so. This is his new single. Can I pitch it to your magazine for the section that you have for independent artists called Indie Artists of the Week? And it's just the fact that we have a lot of relationships and contacts to build those relationships. And it's just all about pitching a record, seeing if people want to stop by and interview you. You start building up a fan base, and next thing you know, they're calling you, and they saying, you know what? Let me get you a guest on. Let me have you as a special guest on my show just to support your movement or your new record or a single or album, you know?
Definitely. Now, real quick, I'm going to ask one question and then we're going to hop into this song and then, you know, we'll get into our rocket ships and, you know, take off. But for all our listeners who are just up and coming, you know, because we do have a mix, community of listeners. For our listeners who do want to become a publicist, how can they start today?
You know what? Any if you could actually, yeah. sorry, I was going to say,
you're
if
fine.
You could actually start, if you could actually start with an internship at an agency, a booking agency, or a PR firm, those are one of the main things I would highly recommend starting off, and they are out there. Trust me.
Definitely. We do appreciate, you know, Dr. Phil, you got to admit it, man. This man got a lot of great energy, and that's why we just connected real well. Let's
bring
in your
thanks
song.
For coming on.
Yes, yes. Let's bring in the song with Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G. It's called Get Them Bands.
We'd love to get a little feedback from you, Q, the question on what you think of the track. And, you know, if you don't mind shooting it out, I don't know what type of arrangements we can make. But I would definitely like to get the record out there after your thoughts.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Like I said, you know, we could definitely talk some business for sure, you know, after the interview. And, you know, I check out the record for sure and come up with a game plan and make something happen. You never know.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah,
you don't know what could happen until you put it out there, you know?
Right. This is on my Half Man, Half Amazing album. I just recently released a Chef Boyar Cocaine LP. You know, make sure you go check that out. Google iTunes. That's CHEFBOYAR.
Okay.
Definitely a classic.
Nice, nice.
Dr. Phil, why don't you tell them about the new music video that you shot real quick?
off the Chef Boyard demonstration, we have our first single called Soft House. And what it is an interactive short film, you know, where we were interacting with a lot of my Instagram followers and stuff while we were filming. And, you know, just something new. We were calling it the first all-interactive movie. It's Soft House, S-O-F-H-O-U-S-E. You know, when you get a chance, I'll definitely hit you up and try to tweet it to you, DM it to you.
Nice.
How can we get in contact with your company, though? How can we find you on social media?
Basically, you know, same thing. You know, cue the question. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, you can see all the stuff I have going on. You know, all the recent records that I'm actually doing marketing and promotion for. And you can hit me up and, you know, everything you'll see, everything you need to ask. Cue the question. That's Q-T-H-E question.
Beautiful.
Regular letter Q. But we don't have a caller. Let's actually jump into this real quick. Caller 818-358. How are you today? Thanks for coming on.
All right.
We have a question for our guest. Q the question.
Sure. I want to make a statement, man. I definitely want to support the platform. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, and I'm just here to just tell y'all, man, y'all doing a great job putting it out there, breaking the stars, dropping the knowledge, you know. Shout out to the publicists that was just speaking to. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. We have a radio network that goes out to 1.5 million households, so I know how hard it is to put together these platforms. And while I have this show, can you kind of talk about how you put together your tracks when you're coming up with your the creation process?
Are you talking about Q the question or Dr. Phil the artist?
Yeah, that's what I was asking the artist. I said, can they kind of talk about it, put together their track,
go ahead,
the creation process?
Go ahead, Dr. Phil.
When I'm in a – anything might be a song. You know what I mean? That's how you got to look at it. You got to think outside the box. Now, usually, I'm going to go purchase a beat, work out a lease agreement with the producer, and that's where my split sheet will begin. And the split sheet is how everybody's going to get paid, who's on the song, who the producer is, you know, the featured artist on the song. So I get the beat from them. They email it to me. You know, usually they do some PayPal type of arrangements for the payment. Go ahead and get them their money. Boom, they email me the beat. Go ahead and load it up. I'm listening to it. And like you say, everything might be a song. The song definitely got to be from the heart. You got to mean what you say. And I like to just put myself in the whatever situation I'm talking about when I'm coming up with a song. So I'm not just going to talk about, hey, I'm riding on some rims and it's a strip club song. It's going to be like Get Them Bands.
Right.
For instance, that we're getting ready to play. Off my Half Man, Half Amazing album. Get Them Bands was more so a strip club anthem, if you will. I wanted to make people dance. I got this show called the Heartbreaker World Tour that we're on. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Heartbreaker World Tour. We got the models, the dancers. Make sure you say hey. But Get Them Bands is just like a motivational song for them. But I also put myself into what be going on with me and the Heartbreaker models as I'm talking on the song. And, you know, it's about showcasing skill. Everybody's done this. Music has been around for a long time. You want to showcase skill every song and make your listeners or your followers or your fans be like, hey, I like that every time. And you want them to be like, hey, I want you to hear this, what he just did, because I want you to let somebody hear it. And it's like a franchise thing. It starts from the foundation.
Right.
It's got to start from the ground up.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Dr. Phil?
Like you say, with the promotion
Dr.
tip,
Phil?
That's what I'm trying to pick. Yes, sir. Dr. Cash.
We do not to cut you off, brother. We do have another guest on the line. Thanks for coming on, Pastor. Hold on 1 second. Let's get this caller on the line. By the way, Dr. Phil, we might just either do this one last call and then, you know, get in our rocky ship because we can't get the music playing right now. But let's get this caller on real quick. 414-233, you're live with the Industry Doctors. Do you have a question for Q the Question, our special guest? Hold on 1 second. All right, there we go. Hold on 1 second, folks.
Everyone, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Industry Doctors, Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, The Industry Doctors.
Definitely. You got to do that to stay updated with us. And what
and make
we got
sure you
going
follow,
on and not. Go ahead.
Make sure you follow.
Go ahead, Dr. Phil.
Everywhere.
No doubt.
Definitely. To the question, do you ever give out your social links?
Yeah. Like I said, if anybody want to reach out to me in regards to doing marketing and promotion for their record, even with the artists we have on the line, just have them give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, you give them my number, have them hit me up on social media, cue the question, and we go from there, man. Get that record working on the radio, blogs, magazines,
okay,
to really push it because you can have a hot record, but it really takes the marketing to really move it. Outside of that, I just wanted to say, you know, thank y'all for having me on the show. And, of course, you know, I have my independent label, SKE Records, and we got two singles we pushing right now, Passport by Sean Archer and Fiendin' For You by Trell Mack. So make sure y'all get that and spin it on y'all show. It's on all digital platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever. Passport by Sean Archer and Fiendin' For You by Trell Mack.
All right. Hold on real quick. There we go. 414-233. You're on the Industry Doctors. Thanks for waiting. How can we assist you? Do you have a question for a special guest or Dr. Phil?
Yes. I have a question for both. I just wanted to know, here in Milwaukee, we have a lot of people trying to get into the music industry. So what advice would you give to them on how to pursue their career in music?
Go ahead, cue the question, and then we'll go to Dr. Phil.
Okay, so your main question was you want to work in the music industry or get your artists out there?
Well, there's some artists in Milwaukee that want to be in the music industry. Some of them are right now working on sounds and music right now, trying to figure out what will work better for them and or how could they get in contact with anybody to actually listen to it.
All right, cool. Well, like I said, if they want, they can holler at me. Like I said, have them hit me up. Cue the question on social media. Cue the question. Send me a DM, and I'll listen to it. I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show because I'm not sure when you called in, but I was basically breaking down that if you're an up-and-coming artist, especially in a market like Milwaukee, that's not really known for, like, having too many hip-hop acts. I don't think I heard of a rapper from Milwaukee since Cuckoo Cow. But the whole point was you need a publicist, you know what I mean? And publicists is basically people that work your records. A lot of times, like, artists and markets like yours, they don't have access to the information because they lack the knowledge where big markets like Chicago, New York, Atlanta, L.A., those are, like, top media markets. So a lot of times it's easier for artists to get a name out there in bigger markets because they have access to, like, radio promotion and marketing directors, public relations people like myself to make things happen. In Milwaukee, it's not too many of that. But with the internet, it's really no excuses because once you hear of a situation or opportunity, you can take advantage of it. So make a long story short, all artists definitely need a publicist. I'm somebody you can reach out to if you want. The station has my information. But like I said, send me a message on Instagram or Twitter, cue the question, and we go from there.
There you go.
I have one more question.
Dr. Phil, real quick. Okay, go ahead. Okay,
so I'm actually on another show as well. So mm-hmm. if you would like to come over there to give your information out to the people on my show so that we can have young youth get in contact with you, you're welcome to come on my show.
Sure, sure, sure. Like I said, just give me the – make sure you hit me up with the information and we exchange contact. Hit me up on Facebook, Cue the Question, or more than likely hit me up on Instagram, Cue the Question, and we go from there.
Okay.
What is the name of your show,
awesome,
sweetheart? Huh? What's the name of your show?
It's Silent Words Unleashed. It's on Blog Talk Network. It's on Tuesdays. And I'm Adrian, and I'm also a part of the Team 360, winning team.
Nice.
Awesome.
But for me to answer your question, though, I would suggest for artists in Milwaukee to come together because, like he was saying, it's not a big platform to, you know, get your music out there. So I would suggest that a lot of the Milwaukee artists put together a compilation, almost coming together and combining, you know, all of their followers and listeners and pushing that out and, you know, creating their own buzz of what y'all got going on in the artists and then just asking, you know, everybody to come out and support them and, you know, listen to their music and buy their music and, you know, support the movement.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Let's get into this undercaller real quick. 480-399. You are on the Industry Doctors. Give us your question real quick. For our special guest, our Dr. Phil, to the question. 480. And I'm going once. I'm going twice. And it's a go. Dr. Phil, to the question. Thanks for coming on. Dr. Phil,
yeah.
Take us out.
And you just got your dose.
All right, have a good one, y'all.